Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Slam open.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, totally not an afterthought in Paulie's world, joins us right now.
No, not even a little bit.
97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Dennis.
I like the idea of you singing all of the opens from now on. It's the Eno Saris Open. It's the Dennis Lynn Open. Morning, D. Lynn.
Good morning. I love the organic intro.
Yes, very, very organic intro today. I think we talked about it last week. I know we did on this show about... Hey, like, it'd be cool to see the guys getting back on track, but with a 98.7% chance to make the playoffs last week, I could as a fan. I put myself in their shoes, Dennis. I go, well, I don't really care about these games. I really don't. I great if we win, get some work in, but I was not living and dying. Seemed like the guys were kind of playing the same way, but taking two or three from the White Sox doesn't make me feel literally any better about where we're heading next Tuesday. It really doesn't.
Well, I think the good news for the Padres is it doesn't, historically, it doesn't really matter as much as I think most people kind of suspect going into the postseason, how you're playing. I mean, the 98 Padres, they were world beaters for like the first 5 months of their season. And then they went, I think, 8-15 to end the regular season. And then they obviously went all the way to the World Series, but now you've got one more team or a couple more teams in the postseason, so it's a bit of a steeper climb once you get in. But yeah, I guess I'm with you. It seems like they're mostly concerned about how they're going to line up their starting pitching, because after Nick Pivetta in Game 1 of the Wild Card Series, it seems like it's pretty wide open. That's not necessarily a good thing, but yeah, once you get in, then you can kind of figure those things out.
And it was pretty interesting, D. Lynn. We talked to Schulte on Friday, I'm sure you heard, and I asked him, point blank, is Dylan Cease's game tonight against the White Sox an audition for the postseason? And surprisingly, he goes, yeah, I'd say it is. And I said, oh, okay. I was actually not expecting such a direct answer. And look, if that's an audition, I think you failed the audition, you know? I mean, and he did go six, gave up,
four
earned runs. It's not ideal. It's not ideal. It doesn't breed a lot of confidence, and I just don't know what they're going to be able to do with him. What are your thoughts?
I think if you were to inject Mike Schilt with truth serum, and I think he's come actually pretty close the last few times just talking about Dylan, he's the one pitcher on staff he's probably – driven everyone the craziest, and that's both a good thing and a bad thing. You know, bad thing obviously because you don't want to, you know, drive your manager and your pitching coaches and everything and everyone on your team crazy because they know how good you are, but it's because of how good he can be, and he just hasn't been as good as he can be for pretty much the entire season. So it's hard to rely on that come the postseason, since there's been so much of a body of evidence this year. At the same time, you don't have great alternatives. So I think, yeah, this final start for him in the regular season, whenever that comes this week, will, reveal a lot about, what they can rely on for coming from Dylan. But I do think right now he's on the outside looking in for, a start in the wild card round. Most likely, I think still at this point, it'll be either King starting game two or Darvish, and then whichever one doesn't start that game would be the guy for a potential game three. But yeah, Dylan's had a really, really frustrating season. He still has a little time to salvage it, but we're pretty much out of time at this point.
How much, Dennis, did Michael King do toward kind of alleviating some of the rust concerns? Certainly was better, but I don't know that the numbers of five shutout innings tell the entire story either. What would you say, what level is Michael King at on his way back to being Michael King?
I think at a confidence level, if you're going to just, I guess, ballpark it, maybe 6 out of 10, which is not the best thing considering you're so close to the postseason. But also, we have to keep in mind he's basically pitching rehab games in the majors right now. Hopefully for the Padres, that was the last one, and you want to see him lock in this weekend against the Diamondbacks. But yeah, I think just the command still quite isn't there. You'd like to see him be sharper, especially against an offense like the White Sox on the road, which is most likely where he's going to be pitching, come this time next week. But I think we still have to keep in mind that this guy was out for pretty much 4 months and then had a setback with a knee and still trying to regain his form and his command. So right now, I think a 6 out of 10, if that's where he is, indeed, in the Padres' eyes, it could be worse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And D-Lynn, we always talk to Eno Saris every Thursday, one of your colleagues, another really, really brilliant baseball mind. And, you know, he has said on multiple occasions that chaos may be the best way for the San Diego Padres to win this first series. You know, you get through this first one, you do breathe a little easier, right? There's some off days. You're going to have some home games. This first one is the one you're going to be playing it on the road. It's going to be really tough to win 2 of 3 from that team. Chaos, he seems to think, would be the best order. Do you see and envision any scenario where the Padres might employ some of that chaos? You know, I'm just literally throwing stuff out here. Adrian Morejon starting a game, or Mason Miller coming in the third, or the two innings in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, really, really trying to do some different types of things to win a ball game.
I agree that Eno's one of the best baseball minds we have, and I agree that chaos might be a great thing in the postseason, especially in such a short series. But yeah, I don't know if Mike Shield has it in him to go with, like,
that was
Adrian Morejon as an opener.
That was my point, too, of, like is Shield the right guy to do that? Like, A.J. Hinch did it for Detroit last year. It was brilliant. And it was actually, like, watching it, I go, this is riveting and fascinating, and they got, you know, further than they should have with one starting pitcher. Now we pretty much have one starting pitcher that we can count on. I don't know, man. I'm shooting some texts over to AJ and saying, just give me an idea of how that might work. What would you do if you were me? And I don't know that they will do it, but I could see potentially something like that really helping and throwing the other team into kind of a tailspin too, trying to deal with it.
You know, if Jason Adam were still healthy,
yes,
I think there'd be a higher chance of it. But you've seen how they just can't shorten games as well as they used to,
yeah,
with Jason still on the staff.
No
so
doubt.
That's a major factor. If he were still around, I think that would be a real consideration. But right now, I just don't see it. I think this final week with how they approach their pitching plans could reveal more, especially once they clinch. But maybe they're just playing possum this entire season, and then they're finally going to pull out the chaos that you're referring to and surprise everyone, including the Cubs. But I think the Cubs are right now probably looking more toward a traditional kind of rotation in the wild card series. I just think that the leash is going to be very short. So, you know, maybe that's the chaos that we're going to be looking for and that we're going to finally see.
Decade of health, the talk is we could see Xander Bogaerts back tonight. But is that because he's ready or because there's nowhere else to go and rehab because all minor league seasons are over? He's already done the Arizona thing. What are you hearing kind of on where Xander stands? And, you know, I mean, this week is probably going to be pretty important for him, maybe more important than any other player on the Padres roster.
He should be back tonight. I would expect him in the lineup. That gives him, you know, six games to get back in form and get ready for the postseason. And I think, like Jason Adam, they've also missed him. Depends on what kind of Xander Bogaerts they get back. But, you know, he's been almost underrated this season. I know that the numbers don't look great, but just he's played good defense at shortstop. And for a couple months there, he was really kind of carrying the mail on offense. So they could really use him back. And that just means, you know, someone's going to have to go to the bench. A good hitter's going to have to go to the bench against Freddy Peralta. But, you know, those are good problems to have, champagne problems to have. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll be popping champagne tonight.
And then for the rest of this week, you know, assuming they get it done and clinch either tonight or tomorrow, Xander is going to be out there getting form. What else are you kind of looking for in how this last week sets up for the Padres?
Again, the starting pitching would be the number one thing, but I think we're also seeing if, you know, Tatis and Merrill and even Manny to an extent have been turning back on the power against some pretty bad pitching staffs. But this week you're going to get the Brewers, who are still playing for maybe not as much, but still, I mean, the number one team in the majors right now, right? So it's a good test. And then the D-backs, who knows, maybe they're battling for their playoff lives and next weekend. So I think it's a good test to see if your big boys can get back on track with the power against some decent pitching staffs.
All right, Dennis, appreciate it as always. When we talk to you next Monday, we will know a lot more and be on the eve of the postseason. So we'll chat with you then.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Linsider Dennis Lynn from The Athletic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.